That thing choked that snake to death. He knew what they were doing, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
He saw that king snake was killing him. And when he killed him, he just went on off. He says, now that snake killed him. It killed that bad snake. So don't never kill a king snake. Says, now you see what he done? So he killed that bad snake. And they'll sure kill one.
Have you ever heard of coral snake?
Mm-hmm, I've heard of one. Have you see one?
You don't have around here?
I hope we don't. I don't know. We got near any time.
I hear king snakes look kind of like coral snakes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But those coral snakes are they're pretty bad, aren't they?
Yeah, they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we got so many rattlers. I'm scared of different things.
Yes, ma'am. Well, moccasins supposed to be pretty vicious to come after you.
Yeah. Now me and my husband and my brother were sitting on the porch out there one day, and he looked up and he said, my Lord, look what a moccasin. And he was sliding right up in the front yard. And he grabbed the hoe and got out there and got him, and he was just a huge big one. And I don't know how many has been killed here in this yard. And that nigger that's been cutting my yard so long, he found a bad one out here at this gas tank last year. And he's scared to death of that gas tank on account of that snake. He said he dinned it down the back, keep cooling sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
And this boy that's cutting my yard now is shying way away from that gas tank and ain't half cutting that grass around there. And when they bring me gas, I'm going to have them spray under there before they go up there to it.
Well, those are pretty mean snakes, all right.
Oh, they're bad.
You never had one get in your house or anything?
No, I never did. But over there next to my daughter, they got in that woman's house, a rattlesnake did, a year or two ago.
You mentioned a rattlesnake pilot. Is that different from a regular rattlesnake?
They say they're different. They call them the rattlesnake pilot. They just pour in the rattlesnake, you see.
Is that right?
That's what they call them.
What would you call one of those little buildings that you might keep stove wood in? That would be the...
A box or something to keep the stove wood in?
Well, maybe just a little building that you had out back of the house that you might keep.
Storage. I don't know what you'd call it. What anybody would call one of them. I know I had one on, kept mine on the back porch. And now, Velma Heath, I wish she'd come on in here instead of driving off. She could have told y'all about that. Because she keeps her wood in a house like that.
There
are? All the time.
You ever hear people call it anything like a shed?
Yeah, I've heard them call sheds.
Mm-hmm.
That's wood shed. That's exactly what they call it, wood shed.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle had one. He called it a wood shed.
Yes, ma'am. What kind of buildings would people around here have on their farms?
Well, most of them has a hay place to put hay, you know, such as they don't fix their stock much no more. Of course, they don't, none of them have nothing unless it's cattle, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
There's hardly anybody got a mule, a horse, or nothing. Might be fine a half a dozen all over the whole country. But a lot of them got cattle. But they build these big barns and they put hay in there. And they most of them don't even frame them up, don't